Well, I had an incident last year and I had to deal with an attempted hack on a bank account of a family member. A person called us, had a huge amount of personal data, and the analysis afterwards was that the data was probably gleaned as part of a cyber attack on a big data center. There's a huge amount of information about you, about me, about everybody we know floating about the internet, and that information is often accessed by crooks, and they will use that information to hack into your personal bank accounts, into your and go and try and get your details in order to capitalize on the information they have. The cost to us as individuals is huge, but the global cost of hacking is even more significant. Amor Berger-Smit is the head of regulatory practice at Worksman's Attorneys on the line to us from Joburg this evening. The global cost is absolutely staggering, Amor. At least the estimation of what it's likely to be this year is terrifying.
It is mind-boggling if we look at the values, Bruce. And it is shocking. And I think what is more shocking is that we as consumers and data subjects don't realize the value of our personal data and what the value of that data is on the dark web. You know, it is projected, and IBM, they do stunning work in this regard, and they're reporting on the data, the cost of data breaches and estimating the cost of data breaches and cyber crime for 2023. They're looking at numbers of $8 trillion, the cost to the global economy in 2023.
It's an inconceivable amount of money. $8 trillion is absolutely vast in terms of South Africa's total GDP is $426 billion. So the cost of cybercrime is going to be 16 times South Africa's GDP, 17, 18 times South Africa's GDP. It's enormous. And we effectively are, when it comes to technology and giving access to people to our personal data, it's not dissimilar to, I don't know, leaving home and leaving your front door key hanging in the lock of the door, because we do leave open pathways to people to access our personal details. And why the $8 trillion is a big and scary global number, at a granular level, on the individual level, if you get hacked because you don't have your wits about you when you get the phone call, or somebody manages to hack into your personal banking because of the data they've managed to gather on you, you actually can lose very significant amounts of money as an individual.
That is true. And I think what we're experiencing, and again, it is not only South Africa, this is a global trend, is phishing attacks. And phishing attacks means that people unwittingly click on a link because the email they receive looks so real, and it just says, you know, just verify your information or your account will be closed, or, you know, your access will be disconnected if you don't immediately update your password and your details. People don't focus on what they click on. And I think one of the bigger mistakes people make is they reply on emails or then SMSs from their mobile devices and don't clearly consider this email address. Is it actually a real email address from a financial institution, for instance? And they don't consider, you know, and listen to the security warnings that, for instance, financial institutions or, you know, the mobile network operators over and over issue. We won't ask you for your personal information or your login details.
But in the heat of the moment, Amor, in the heat of the moment, we're going to have to close your account. If you don't change your password right now, your account's going to be closed and it's going to take you weeks to open it up again. You've got to act now. I'm phoning from the head office of XYZ. I'm trying to help you here. You must do this. I'm trying to assist you. It is forceful. It is energetic. It gets your own blood pressure up, and you feel your heart pounding in the back of your head, and you're going, am I making a mistake by not doing this? No, I know that I'm doing the right thing by saying go away and making shouty noises, but it's in that moment some people may crumble.
Indeed, because it's such an emotive issue, and it's on that emotive reaction that cyber criminals actually rely for people to react. Now, a phone call with a message like that, a very, very good mechanism to deal with it is to say, thank you for alerting me to this. I will now phone the bank to check, or I'll phone my personal banker, or, you know, I will contact, not to react on that call, but to contact the service provider themselves to verify what the issue is, or then to say thank you for alerting me and log on to your banking details to see whether there's any notification. So people do overreact, and then they start handing out their passwords and their personal information that allows these hackers to impersonate them and actually defraud them of their hard-earned money, Bruce.
Absolutely. And the point is, I mean, last year was a record year for cybercrime, phishing scams and cyber attacks and data breaches and cryptocurrency heists, all of that stuff. Last year was a record year. And the nice thing about the world of cyber and the world of technology and the internet and global access is this number never gets smaller. And because it's impossible to police, it's impossible to sort of do a cross-border policing on the of a problem that is as big and as vast and as diverse in its modus operandi origins as these sorts of cyber criminals operate in.
Yeah, because the cyber criminals operate globally over boundaries and over different countries, and it's so easy for them to do it because we live in the cloud, and in this cloud it's one big world that we live in. And but we, if we look at the Cyber Crimes Act in South Africa, Bruce, that piece of legislation specifically provides for our authorities to cooperate and work with other international countries in investigating and pursuing and taking action against cyber criminals. And that's an important message. We can't have jurisdictional specific legislation and boundaries when it comes to cyber criminals, because they do not have country boundaries when they operate.
Amor Berger-Smith, thank you, at Worksman's Attorneys.